Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabrashati Bhattacharji. The Supreme Court today upheld the legality of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral rolls done by the Election Commission of India and observed that electoral SIR advances the constitutional imperative of free and fair elections. The court held that the Election Commission has the power to conduct SIR under Article 324 of Representation of the People Act 1950 and the rules made thereunder. The court said free and fair elections depend on accurate and credible electoral rolls and observed that the Election Commission's revision exercise aims to remove possible errors and duplication caused by migration, urbanization, and decades without an intensive revision. The Cabinet today approved continuation of the scheme for assistance in ration transport and handling income with automation in PDS, Sarthak PDS as an umbrella scheme in the 16th Finance Commission cycle award period with an outlay of 25,530 crore rupees as central share. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the scheme will provide assistance to state agencies for intra-state movement of food grains with support for fair price shops and help in modernization of public distribution system. The center has constituted a high-level committee to address the challenges of demographic change caused by infiltration and other reasons. The committee will be chaired by former Supreme Court Judge Justice Prakash Prabhakar Navlekar, Census Commissioner along with former IS Officer Durga Shankar Mishra, former IPS Officer Balaji Srivastava and economist Dr. Shamika Ravi were appointed as members of the committee. The Joint Secretary, Foreigners One, in Home Ministry will serve as Member Secretary in the committee. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has welcomed the center's decision and said national security and protection of indigenous identity are deeply connected, especially for border states and the Northeast. In a social media post, he said, quote, for states like Arunachal Pradesh, safeguarding cultural heritage, demographic balance and social harmony is not merely a policy matter, but a responsibility towards future generations, unquote. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a series of high-level meetings with senior Canadian business leaders and institutional investors in Toronto during the second day of his visit to Canada. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the meeting was aimed at deepening bilateral cooperation and promoting investments and technology partnerships across strategic sectors. During the visit, Mr. Goyal met Canada's International Trade Minister Maninder Sidhu and discussed growing complementarities between India and Canada and underscored the need for a more robust and predictable business ecosystem driven by stronger government-industry collaboration. The minister said that both sides also reaffirmed their shared objective of expanding bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030 and conducting CPA negotiations by the end of the year. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested two more accused in NEET UG 2026 examination paper leak case. The agency has arrested 13 accused so far in this case from Delhi, Jaipur, Gurugram, Nasik, Pune, Latur and Ahilya Nagar. CBI has so far conducted searches at 49 locations at various places and seized several incriminating documents, laptops and mobile phones. The theme of the International Day of Yoga 2026 to be observed on 21st of next month will be Yoga for Healthy Aging. Indian Minister of State for Ayush Independent Church, Mr. Pratap Rao Jadhav, said this while attending the Yoga Mahotsav 25-day countdown to International Day of Yoga 2026 in Khajuraho today. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Parvath Naini Harish, has criticized Pakistan as the UN Security Council for continuing cross-border terrorism. He said Islamabad will face consequences for sponsoring terror activities against India. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Rajasthan Royals in the eliminator match this evening at New Chandigarh Mohali. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. The winner will take on Gujarat Titans in Qualifier 2 on Friday for a place in the final. That's all this news bulletin. Namaskar.